My name is Jim Phillips. My Indian name is Shugamiatataka. And in English, that means traveling dog. I was a missionary among the Indian people, mainly as a writer. And they use this series of essays that I have written about the culture of the American Indian. It's called An Introduction to the Thoughts and Customs of the American Indian. It is actually a philosophy of life. They use this in ghettos, in prisons, halfway houses. They use it in spiritual gatherings. And my purpose was to try to bring the Indian people back to a foundation where they can found their lives on something besides drug and alcohol and party time, until the money was gone and their lives were gone. It was very difficult to reach them with the Bible, because the missionaries and the preachers that they had dealt with in the Indian schools, etc., the old story was kill the Indian and save the man. So they beat the Indian out of the people. When you do that to a race of people, you destroy them. We have a little better idea of culture now than what was going on in the late 1800s and the whole 20th century. Now, the American Indian has a little more rights than he had before, even though the treaties have been broken. They live in a devastated world many times, of their own making. Sometimes. Well, these are the stories that I wrote, and this one is called Where There Is No Vision, The People Perish. Black Elk said in paraphrase, our rights are holy, walk on. And our people used to live these things daily. But now that they have been neglected, these rights, we have lost much of its power. Now that we have neglected these rights, we have lost much of their power. It is not good. Our people live hopeless, aimless lives with no future. And I cry when I think of it. I pray often that the Great Spirit will show to our young people the importance of living these rights. We as the children of Mother Earth should make each step we take a prayer. Our people used to seek a vision to make their lives complete, to be able to focus their lives to a target, to a purpose, and that purpose was the survival of our people as a whole. If a person has his people's survival as a whole, then the people will live. Each one of you Native people reading this lesson has a purpose, a goal in life. If you're really an Indian, that goal should be the survival of your Native people. And if you're not living that the principles of our people, then you are a mutation, an evolutionary product of what the white cultural influences have done to you and our people. William Tecumseh Sherman, General William Tecumseh Sherman, said of the American Indian, they are a class of savages displaced by irresistible progress of our race, the white Anglo-Saxon. He said, treachery is inherent in the Indian character. And at another time he stated that the westward expansion of white Americana was God-ordained, and that he saw himself as a vanguard and protector of a chosen people. Those who stood in the way were brutal heathens, more or less subhuman. He said that extermination was the solution to the Indian problem. For writing to Grant, Sherman said, we must act with vindictive earnestness against the Sioux, even to their extermination, men, women, and children. In the winter campaign of 1867, he stated, "We must break the enemy's back. We must strike during the winter and hit the Indians' base, their villages destroyed, all their food, kill all the buffalo and wild game, and their families." These soldiers, in furthering their cause, attacked peaceful villages, murdering and destroying everyone and everything inside. Even the dogs were killed. Whole herds of ponies were slaughtered. When the American government took all of our people and put them on reservations and tried to teach them, they could not be Indians any longer. This government kidnapped our children, sent them to Indian schools, which were in reality anti-Indian schools. They taught our people that our religion was out of date and that our God was null and void. But all that started stated above is not what destroyed our people. Although it did not take its toll, we believe the white man. That was what destroyed our people. We began to believe that our God wasn't there any longer. But I say to you, this very moment, our God is there, and He is not silent. We must learn to hear again. We must learn to see again. We must learn to feel again. We can learn something from all of God's creation. Every animal has a lesson to teach us. When God created, and this is by way of parenthesis, when God created all animals in the Garden of Eden, they were not food. They were companions. And they were friends, companions, relatives, so to speak, of mankind. When man sinned, later they became food and victims. Our relatives, the bird people, stand on two legs also, but stand on two legs. My people, our relatives, the bird people, stand on two legs also. But when they want to fly, they use their wings. My people, we stand on two legs also, as the bird nations. But if we want to fly, we must fly in the spirit. The bird people use their wings, but we must use our spirits to fly. In this world that we live in here, there are many modern-day appliances. There are washing machines, dishwashers, can openers, microwaves, etc. But these things don't work without electricity. You can have all the washing machines that could cover the state of Texas, but if you don't have any electricity, you cannot wash one handkerchief with all of them. The reason that we don't have the power of medicine to live our grandfathers did is because we are not plugged in. We're a bunch of Indians running around with frayed, unplugged cords. Our God is just as powerful as He ever was, but we haven't found the place to plug it in. In the Dakota language, there is a term that means all life, all power, that force which holds all things together. That term is called skontaku, skonskon. He causes everything to move, that moves, and He holds it all, holds all things in order. The word cosmos, from the Greek language, means the whole universe or order of things in the Greek language. It means that the word cosmos means that everything is held in order. Order is God. Cosmos means to set in order and to hold in order. The blue sky is gone. The clouds in the sky are gone. The trees that grow tall and green are gone. The rivers that flow are gone. The small little flowing spring is gone. The waves and the tides of the ocean are gone. Grandmother Moon is gone. The sun, which heats the whole world and our part of the universe, is gone. The spirit that is touching your hearts with these words right now is skontaku, skonskon. And I, by way of parenthesis, I want to explain this. The word Wakantanka, that is God the Father. Tankashila is God the Son. And Skantaku, Skanskan is Holy Spirit. Our grandfathers used to say, Grandfather, behold me. Grandfather, behold me. Grandfather, behold me. Grandfather, behold me. And they said this in four different directions. And held my pipe and offered it to you. And held my pipe and offered it to you. And held my pipe and offered it to you. And held my pipe and offered it to you. That my people may live. 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 All these words were in all four directions as you turned. This material world is just a facade to the spirit world. The spirit world is shadowed by the material world. The shadow is so great and the facade so tall that many do not believe in the spirit world any longer. It is a scientific fact that the human eye can only see 2% of what is actually around us. Our people say that they want to learn the old ways, but what they need to is to remember how they lived in the old ways. In the old days, the people lamented and cried for spirit connection. They offered the flesh to the sun pole for the people. To the people, go to the sweat lodge and act like it is a steam bath. It's holy. It is Wakan. But if you don't take the spirit connection, it is nothing but a steam bath. If you don't make the spirit connection, it is nothing but a steam bath. You can smoke all day, but if you do not set your spirit in order, you won't get anything but lung cancer. Smoking at one time was a holy, holy thing. When you've got your pipe, you put your pipe together, that means you call God there. And everything that you said or everything that you did while that pipe was together, God was watching. Of course, He's always watching, as we know, but that was a special time. That was the time to call God there. It's like the Holy Eucharist, the Lord's Supper in God's churches. You can cut yourself till all your blood flows out on the ground. And if you don't have spirit connection, you are nothing but just anemic. The reason we live for ourselves, we are selfish. In the old days, everything was connected. You either live for yourself or you live for the people. There was no gray area. We live for ourselves or we live for the people. Where are you right now? Are you there for yourself or for your people? What are you doing right now? Are you doing it for yourself or for the people? Now, are you living right now? Are you living for yourself or for your people? Do you eat and breathe for yourself or for the people? Is your religion only a facade, a shadow, or is it for the people? Many people today like to play Indian religion. We had a shadow in the Indian religion of what the Bible teaches. They are both the same God. Sometimes things get a little twisted up. Prayer is a very holy thing. We have access to God always through prayer, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's Tankashila. In the old days, people sought an animal to help them through the trials and tribulations of everyday life. This was called an animal helper or totem. They're medicine animal. Many anthropologists call these fetishes, but they were not objects of worship, but aids to worship and to help them to live life worthy of the people. If in your vision you saw a bear person, you looked to him to help you to be strong and independent. You looked to the animal person to impart to you his lofty ideals. You took each one of these creatures and you used what so was an outstanding trait of them to help you in that area of your life. If your medicine animal is an owl, you look to his qualities as your goals. The owl flies silently. May you not be obnoxious in your ways, but fly through life silently as the owl, but observant and with a goal. If your help is the golden eagle, remember the golden eagle lives in the heavens, but he must come to earth to eat. Our economy has changed. We have to work at jobs to make a living. but don't make the earth your home. If the eagle stays in the heavens too long, he will starve to death. But if he stays too long on the earth, he won't be able to raise himself to fly again to the heavens. Is your religion, your own wants, or the people's needs? Has your life been a credit or a detriment to your people? No matter how far we stray away from Grandfather, we know we must come back to him, for he is our creator. We are his creation. We belong to him. In him all is gone, all life. We cannot exist away from him, for everything else is death. May you seek your vision and goal and scone. For there is no vision, the people perish. The existence of our people depends on you. Your people's destiny depends upon you. Remember the people. Where there's no vision, the people perish. You're on this earth for a reason. These things were handed down to us from our grandfathers. All men come from one source, Adam. After the flood, all men came from three sources, through Noah, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. The American Indian people are Hamites, from that race of people. God gave us this land. He put us here. He divided the earth. He confused the languages so that people wouldn't build big cities and become contaminated like they always have. The American Indian people were more blessed than any people on earth because they lived more like God demanded. Spread out and multiply is what he said. And that's what they did. That's why we didn't have diseases here. That's why we had plenty to eat. That's why they lived longer here than any place in the world. Because the rest of the world, even though they had the Bible, they didn't live by it. They lived by their own lust and passions and greed and power. I'm not saying American Indians didn't have that problem. They had it, but they had it to much lesser degree. And they did spread out and multiply. And they respected God's creation and respected the God who created them. Not in a perfect revelation as the Bible, but in what revelation they had, as in Romans, the first chapter says, all people have a revelation of God. The very creation itself is a revelation. Thank you for your attention. I hope that this lesson blesses your heart. If you're a Native American person, I hope that it calls you back to your people. Don't be afraid of the Bible, but be careful with religion. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.